Died Suddenly is closing in on 15 million views. That's just the official count from our channels, where we uploaded it. Other places, bootlegging this thing, redistributing it, translating it into different languages all over the world. And the film's impact is not just being seen in America. Obviously, it's rapidly growing worldwide, as our Australian correspondent Maria Z has witnessed firsthand. Senators in Australia, she tells us, are finally speaking out about the country's dramatic rise in sudden and overall deaths. Australian cities are literally installing new defibrillators in their streets to help people take action if someone suffers a sudden cardiac arrest near them. There's news stories in the press about people dying suddenly, but of course it's after contracting COVID or suffering a spider bite. But the press won't directly confront the vaccines and their impact. But they won't be able to hide forever. Not according to Maria Z, and she joins us now. So you'd think the press's game of hide and seek with this bioweapon fallout is quickly coming to an end.
I absolutely think so, Stu. They simply cannot hide what is happening anymore. But what they're trying to do, as you said, putting the words died suddenly in their headlines when they're talking about people dying from a spider bite. They've also started reporting on a mother, for example, who passed away suddenly from what they call COVID. But in the article, they've actually mentioned that she had four shots. I feel terrible for this woman and the children that she left behind and the husband. But the media is clearly trying to cover up that the vaccine is causing horrendous impacts on our societies. And again, it's not a vaccine, it's an injection. But for those out there who don't realize this yet, this has caused this has been released for depopulation. We've got senators directly confronting those in parliament right now, talking about the fact that people are dying suddenly, Stu. And yes, you're right. We have defibrillators, that are being installed all over Victoria. And we're being told that this is a new life-saving technology where citizens can actually take action for the number one cause in sudden deaths in Australia. What is going on? Since when is sudden cardiac arrest on the street the number one cause of sudden death? We know why this is, Stu. Your documentary pokes a huge hole in the narrative. It has made a huge change in world history, and that's exactly what it was intended to do. And I'm telling you, Stu, they cannot hide these lies much longer.
Yeah. Other than black people with guns, you know, which has been the number one cause of death here in this country for a long time, at least ranking up there in the top few. Now this is the thing. I mean, these shots are causing more people to die than anything else on the face of the planet, perhaps in world history. So I'm a little confused. It's kind of perplexing, quite the conundrum, I guess, if you will. Why would these people want to install these defibrillators to save the people that they intend on killing?
That's a really good question, Stu. I think they need to be seen as caring about the people. A lot of what they're doing has to appear as though they care. My question is, will a defibrillator be the thing that saves someone's life if they have some sort of a structure growing inside of them that no one can really treat right now? That's the biggest question, Stu. So they want to appear like they care, but you know, I would suggest that these people know exactly what people are dying suddenly of. They know exactly what's happening to people while we're all trying to scramble and save the world. And here they are swooping in as the heroes, saying we're going to save the lives now by asking regular citizens to treat those dropping suddenly on the street.
Yeah, earlier on the Stu Peters show, and I should say this for anybody who missed this, Karen Kingston was on the program. And she talks about extrinsic fraud. Now, extrinsic fraud is perpetuated by bad actors inside of the government. It is also perpetuated at the hands of so-called experts. These are the people who told you, hey, the shots should only be taken by people in their 80s, or should only be taken by the elderly or the vulnerable or those with underlying or pre-existing serious immunocompromising conditions, right? They knew, because they're experts, they knew all along that they were lying. That's extrinsic fraud. Now, there is a law on the books here in the United States. That law allows for attorneys general here in any state to act without a warrant to seize all of the vaccines in their state. Without a warrant, they can just go seize them, and then they can look to conduct criminal tribunals for those responsible for inventing, for manufacturing, for sponsoring, for endorsing, for advertising, for pushing, for lying about these shots because they caused death and they caused life-changing injury, and they caused permanent incapacitation, and they caused fetal abortions and demises, and they caused children to have heart attacks in the womb, and they caused 18-year-olds to die in their bed, and they caused grandma and grandpa to die early, and they caused mom and dads to reach their demise early. Now, Governor DeSantis said this after an interview that I had with his Surgeon General, Dr. Lodapo. He said, quote, "I am going to be working with Florida Surgeon General to hold these vaccine manufacturers accountable. They made claims about the mRNA vaccine that wasn't true, and people were injured as a result," end quote. That's Governor Ron DeSantis in a tweet or in a statement that he gave that was retweeted. Don't work with your Surgeon General to hold people accountable. Work with your Attorney General to hold people accountable, and I will put you on notice right now, Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis of Florida, putting you on notice. Here's the people telling you, directing you, please hold them accountable. And there is a law on the books in the state of Florida that allows you, allows your Attorney General without warrant to seize these shots and to stop these shots right now. Nothing less will do. Maria?
Absolutely agree with you, Stu, and we need those people who are awake. I understand that there's a game of politics that certain representatives in government have to play, but we don't have for that.
No, they don't.
They feel they need to.
Okay, maybe.
They feel they need to.
Yeah, and that's extrinsic fraud.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do, but I just want the record to be clear. You and I don't believe that. This program doesn't believe that. We don't care about politics. I could give a damn about your reelection because elections are fake anyways. You were all installed. So if you want to start acting like representatives of the people, here is the litmus test. There is a line in the sand right now. This is it. There is no other issue facing Americans or the worldwide populace right now. But I can speak for Americans because that's where we are, Maria. And I know, you know, how our Constitution works or is supposed to. The Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. I know how it's supposed to work. I know how the First Amendment is also supposed to work, although be it you can end up in prison or in some gulag if you speak or assemble peaceably. I know how the Second Amendment is supposed to work, although be it we have red flag laws that allow people to just have their guns seized without due process. So we're being trampled on all over the world. But here in the United States, I can speak on this. I could give a damn about your politics. I could give a damn about your campaign. I could give a care less about your fundraising efforts and all of your parading around on Twitter and doing interviews with Steve Bannon, the major grifter fraud who wants to tear down the CCP while at the same time being funded by the CCP almost directly. So I could care less about any of this. No, there is now a line in the sand. The line in the sand is this: the number one threat facing humanity is these shots and the mandates, but the shots, period. The mandates, I don't even care if they go away. There would be no mandate if there was no shots. Do away with these shots, period. If you are an elected representative, big heavy air quotes for the radio listening audience, if you're a representative of government in the United States and you do not immediately call for the incineration of every one of these shots, the seizing of these shots, and then the seizing of the people responsible for pushing these shots for a military-type tribunal, then you are on the wrong side of history. You will show your colors. That is the test right now. And every single audience member of your audience, Maria, and of mine, I hope that you replay this line in the sand on your program, which does very well on the Stu Peters Network. Here it is. The line in the sand. You are either a hero or a traitor. Extrinsic fraud will include you. So if you do not now act knowing that your attorney general can go and seize these shots and stop these shots, then you should be tried right alongside everybody else responsible for perpetuating this fraud and this murderous injection on humanity.
I agree with you, Stu. The point I really wanted to drive home was that we don't have the time. There is no time to play the game of politics. Regardless of how you've done politics in the past, regardless of how you've approached the people in your career in the past, if you know what's going on, the time has come for you to change your tactics. And that tactic means actually doing what you say you do and holding these people accountable. And that's what we need right now. You're absolutely right, Stu. I agree with you.
The line in the sand has been drawn. Stop the shots, seize the shots, seize the people responsible for them, put them in handcuffs, U.S. Marshals, perp walk these people, put them in front of the entire public on trial in a tribunal type thing, no long congressional hearings, no investigative inquiries by the United States Senate because it's all fake and grandstanding and fundraising. No, military tribunals right now. And if these people are found guilty of the crimes that they have committed, they should hang, period. Maria Z, you are awesome. And we agree with you here at the Stu Peters Show. We agree that the press is running out of time. And guess what? Those people are going to run from accountability too. In Tombstone, remember when they went after these cowboys wearing the red sashes and they said, anybody with a red sash, if I catch you, you're dead. Okay, well, the red sash is hanging by this shot, calling it a vaccine, introducing it to people, sponsoring it, running with a safe and effective narrative. If you give up the sash as we're approaching, hey, maybe you could be spared. But if you want to hold on to that sash, we're coming for you and hell's coming with us. Maria Z, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu.
The boosters are killing millions.
Got a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple, that's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
I love these people over at Curable. I love everything that they stand for, and I love the way that their product works. That's my CBD company, Curable.com. It's K-U-R-I-B-L. Check them out online, Curable.com. They gave me a bunch of product to test on the people that are close to me, the people that I know, people inside of my family, acquaintances, close friends, people that I know with that go to the gym and they deal with chronic pain, people who have just had surgery, or they've had multiple surgeries and they just deal with the never-ending pain because the surgery never really fixes anything. Because, of course, these doctors put Band-Aids on things. I gave them to family members and friends with children that have ADHD and anxiety and stress, kids that suffer with food allergies and seasonal allergies. And all of the feedback that I'm getting is 100% positive. If you go online and look right now at people that, you know, are using CBD for other things, you'll find things like Parkinson's disease, for crying out loud. This stuff is absolutely unbelievable. You don't have to have neurotoxins and injections and antipsychotics and antidepressants introduced into your life or the lives of your children, the brains that are developing for your children. No, instead, try something all natural from God's earth hemp, grown right here in my home state of Minnesota by this family-operated business, owned and operated by a small family right here in Minnesota. I've seen their hemp fields. I know where they are, and I've watched them harvest them. It's pure. It's natural. It's awesome. Plus, you get 20% off using promo code STU when you go to Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide at Curable.com.